I won't be lonely, I tell you. Sergio Alapont will not be, you'll not be lonely when you're Sergio with you, I can assure you that. Sergio, may I say, bienvenidos to you. Welcome to us.
Thank you so much.
It's so lovely to have you. It's nice. Now, firstly, I have to say welcome to you to our studio, but also welcome to Ireland. When did you come to Ireland?
I came for the first time in 2012.
Yes.
I conducted the Wexford Opera Festival, which is a wonderful festival and cultural reality that you have in this country. And it's not because an opera festival with an amazing quality, but even because they do a kind of rare repertoire. I mean, opera rara, which is called in Italian. And I can see how a town as Wexford is filling every night the whole auditorium to listen to the operas that many of the people doesn't know.
People come from all over the world.
All over the world.
Yeah. Now, you're a conductor, my friend. This is what you do, conduct. Yeah. And I remember you from Wexford.
Really?
With your big head of hair.
No.
Yes. Now, you still got a lot of it, but I think you had more. When was this? Was it
2012 and 2013.
That's right.
I was happy and lucky to repeat my experience for the second time.
Yeah.
And Martin, let me say that I have something before starting that I want to say, is that I'm so excited, thrilled to be here, because it's 1 week that I'm here. I'm hearing to talk about you, about how a public figure like you is approaching the music to all kind of tastes in our society, and that has an enormous value for us.
You're very kind.
And I can also realize that, because coming here, I know that many people that you interview, they have a lot of stories about the taxi driver and bus driver and everything, but actually it happened to me that when I was coming here, I found a taxi driver that he was really, really nice, as all the people in Ireland.
Yes.
And he was listening to your radio channel.
Oh.
And he said, we're going to the studio of RTE.
Yeah,
yes. I'm going to talk to Martin Will. The what? I'm super fan of him.
No.
And really.
Do you remember his name? Do you have his?
Of course. His name is Patrick Molloy.
You'll never pay for a taxi again. You're sorted. You're well sorted now. Patrick
and
Molloy.
I am so happy to have been starting my day with
well,
him.
I'm so glad you got somebody who likes us. You might have got somebody else.
I think you have many people that like you.
Well, I think about seven people. But look, you are tonight. You are performing at the National Concert Hall. Now, you're with a very illustrious company, Mr. Patrick Rafter.
Yeah,
on the violin.
Amazing violinist.
Be quite fantastic. So, what is the program tonight? What's on?
Well, I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know what I.
We'll make it up as we go along. Yeah.
We're going to extemporize some music.
I don't think.
No, I don't know how which kind of thing is more interesting to tell to your audience.
Yes.
But I think that to talk about the pieces that we are going to perform is so exciting for me.
Yes, yes.
For example, we are starting the programming with two pieces of Felix Mendelssohn, The Hebrides, which is an overture that Mendelssohn was inspired to write when he visited Scotland in these famous islands, and he watched and contemplated this kind of turmoil of the sea and the cave that exists there, the Fingal's Caves, and this inspiration created one of the most beautiful overtures ever written, really. I'm not exaggerating.
Because you would play, you would conduct music all over the world, and I know you've played with so many orchestras over the years.
Thank you.
Years. And it's, you played in Verona. Didn't you play Verona? Did you play Verona? Verona in Italy?
Yeah, I played also Arena di Verona. You know everything.
Arena di Verona. No, I don't know. I know very little, but I use it as best I can. Arena di Verona.
Yeah.
My favorite place.
You like it?
For opera? Oh. for opera. But the point is, when you play all these pieces of music and you've played so many different pieces, you're now with the RTÉ Concert Orchestra, and I think you've only met them, haven't you? You've only met the orchestra.
Well, I met the orchestra for the first time last Tuesday.
Yes.
But it's something special that I'm so lucky to live many times, and is to arrive as a guest conductor to an orchestra, and just in some minutes you can feel how our connection is starting to build up, and in only 10 hours of rehearsing together, it seems that you know all those colleagues from many, many years. Because through the music, through their way of playing their instruments, you really can feel how they are. Yeah. And it's not because I want to do any kind of judgment, but just because they gift you a lot of quality through their technique and through their virtuosism. And it's amazing.
Of course, and music is an international language. So whatever happens, you know and they know, you're all doing the same thing.
Absolutely.
And working towards the same goal.
That's absolutely right.
But the concert, they're pretty good.
They are very good.
Yes.
I'm so excited because I have to say that this orchestra, they have a really, really good quality in all the sections. You know, what, Martin, that many times it happens that you arrive to an orchestra and you have, in general, a great quality, but usually you always find some section that is a little bit weak.
Right.
And here in this orchestra, it doesn't happen. It's amazing. And you have an average of people which is a medium, then there is a combination of experience and the powerful of the youth people that
wants
to be.
But that's interesting, because you know when you arrive, you'll know very quickly if you've got the right band of people in front of you.
They also know very quickly how the conductor is.
Yes. I bet they do. Listen, here's a little taster of the Hebrides Overture, just to give people a sense of what they hear tonight. Just a little sense. Now, there's music you'll hear tonight, conducted beautifully, and you recognise him by his fine physique and his lovely head hair. And that'll be, that's Sergio Alapont, who's with me this morning, who's only met the RTÉ Concert Orchestra, and they've already got a bond. Incidentally, there's a CD coming of...
Irish National Opera?
Puccini.
Yeah, that's Puccini. We were talking of...
You're like me. You and I are Puccini nuts. You love Puccini. Like
It's probably the composer that I love more in opera repertoire. This is not so popular to say, because in our field, you know, Puccini is considered a good composer. But if you want to make yourself a figure like a purist and it's much better that you say that the best music is the first Verdi or the last Verdi, not the trilogy popular, because it's too popular. Yes. And then Traviata, Rigoletto is for all the audiences. Sorry for being ironical.
No.
But I love Puccini. I'm so sorry.
Well, I'm the same. We don't want to be purists. We want to be out there with people who who love opera. And
I have to say that you never know enough to interpret with the best preparation this treasure, which is every Puccini title.
Yes.
Since Edgar, which was the first opera, till Turandot, that unfortunately he couldn't finish the ending. And it's a world for me. It's a universe, Puccini. And he was a genius.
He was.
And if the fact that he was using some melodies that were easily understandable for many people doesn't take any kind of merit, that inside the score there is a geniality to construct, to use orchestration, to construct fugati, starting, for example, with the beginning of Madama Butterfly, using a kind of control with the counterpoint, which is genial. And yeah, I love it. And you were talking about the recording of the Irish National Opera of La Bohème, that I have been enough lucky to conduct this. Thanks also to the generosity of the amazing artistic director they have, which is Fergus Sale.
Yes.
And he is an amazing conductor, but he's enough generous, and he's enough, he's enough confident that he is able to invite anyone that he considers that is good, she or he, conducting. And I cannot thank enough to Fergus how he has been generous to let me conduct this Bohème. And it has been recorded for Signum Classics, which is a wonderful classical music label. And there are amazing stars inside the CD, like Celine Byrne or like Merunas, the tenor.
Tenor. Yes.
Yeah.
And we're going to play a track from that before we finish up. It's fantastic. And Celine is a friend of ours.
Yeah,
well.
Of
She's
course.
A terrific talent,
she's amazing.
You know, she is. But anyway, you and I could sit and talk about Puccini all day. We could bring it to Torre del Lago. We could have it out.
We can go when you want.
Lunch in Torre del Lago.
Absolutely. I live 50 kilometres from there.
Do you?
In Florence.
Seriously?
Yeah.
you might have visitors sooner than you think.
You're invited.
Oh, you're very kind. I might have a few with me. You'll have to make a big pile or something for us.
Of course.
Listen, talk
pasta,
to me about
that's
working
better.
Tonight with the great Patrick Rafter. That's going to be something, isn't it?
Patrick Rafter, I know it's very easy to talk well about people, but when he's that the real thing, what I can do. Patrick Rafter, it's an amazing violinist, talking from a technical point of view.
Yes.
But he is not the typical, and sorry, this is not a critic, it's just I want to enhance and remark the virtuosity as an artist of Patrick. And he's also a great musician, and his interest in what's happening and how he can do chamber music with the orchestra, and how we can do together, and how can he help. And I say, no, I'm here to help, I'm here to. And it's amazing. And then it's a person that is really, really, really collaborative and really kind all the time. And this is not frequent, because yes, many times there are soloists in our field that they arrive and they say, okay, I have come here to do my job and I want to show my skills. And yeah, you accompany me and let's play Tchaikovsky concerto, and I want to play from the beginning to the end my concerto.
That's fantastic.
And yeah, but unfortunately, you know, it's not such a beautiful experience like is being with Patrick Rafter, that we are creating something together,
yes,
for him, because of course he's the soloist and of course he's showing all his skills, yes, that we feel inside his speech.
Oh, it sounds fantastic. Well, look, it's going to be a great night tonight. Are you a 7:30 start? I should have checked. Or an 8 o'clock? 7:30 or 8?
8.
Angela knows. 8. 8. She knows everything. She knows everything, and she knows everyone. That's the important thing. She's very well got, you know. So it's 8 o'clock tonight at the National Concert Hall. It's Mendelssohn and Beethoven. Sergio, you're a joy.
No.
You're an absolute pleasure. I really enjoyed your chatting with you this morning.
I enjoyed to remember that we have to eat Fiorentinian.
Yes.
The famous Bistecca alla Fiorentina.
Tell me more.
Bistecca alla Fiorentina, I'm sorry, because it's not good to see this, because I would like to be a baggy one, but vegan.
Yes.
But this is a big piece of meat,
okay,
of beef.
Yes.
And do it in a unique way,
right,
on the fire.
Yes.
That the result you can only taste if you come to see.
And are you the cook? Are you the cook?
I should say that it's better if we go to a place that I know where we will enjoy it.
I'll see you in Florence in the summertime.
Okay.
Shh, say, tell nobody.
Okay.
Tell nobody now.
Shh.